So we say that the Banzas Pshat Ki HaMitzvah HaZos refers to the Mitzvah of Tshuva. Again, Zos meaning which has been previously mentioned. But when the Ramban tells us what the antecedent for the Zos is, he mentions not only the V'shavta Ad HaShem Elokech of Pasuk Beis, but the V'hashevosa L'vavach of Pasuk Aleph as well. So there are two parts to the chiyuv, and the first of the two is the v'hashevosa l'vavecha. What is the Torah referring to? V'hashevosa is transitive. V'hashevosa what? El l'vavecha. So it means to be, apparently, to be misbonein in the dvarim ha'ela ha'bracha v'ha'klola, specifically in context of tshuva, the klola which materialized, which bo'u alecha. That tzara is mechayev in cheshbon ha'nefesh. To be misbonein, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what reaction he wants from us, that he sent the klala rachmana litzlan. And that's the reaction of v'shavta with whatever specifics the cheshbon ha'nefesh yielded. So I think we mentioned that we were going to take a little bit a look here, just a part of the footnote 3 in Kol Dodi Dofek. So the Rav has as follows: Hakeshe ben tzora l'tshuva hitbatei b'mitzvah z'oka v'hasura v'chatzotzos k'shatzora ba'a al hatziba. The connection between tzora, suffering, distress, adversity, and tshuva is expressed in the mitzvah of crying out and blowing the chatzotzos. Elohim divi Rambam paragalaf mehilchos taniyos mitzvah sesim in ator lizok ulohavia b'chatzotzos al kol tzor shetov al hatzibur shenema al hatzar hatzor eschem v'havayosem b'chatzotzos v'dobu zeh midarki ha'tshuvuhu shebizman shetov al tzor v'yizeku alev v'yariyu. If we respond to tzora with Zoaka with chatzotzos, so yedu hakol shebiglal maaseim harem huralehem. The fact that there's a spiritual, religious response, the tzara, reflects the understanding that there's a spiritual cause for the tzara. Then the Rav goes on to explain that yeshnan Shtei mitzvahs meyuchadas. Mitzvahs esei shal tshuva uvidei al kol chet she'adam nechshal bo, even if it's not an eis tzara. Mitzvahs o mevo'eres b'parshas noso, isha v'isha ki yasu v'gome v'hizvadas chatosam asher asu. Harambam hikdish le mitzvah zo asara prakim ha'mechunim hechos tshuva. Beis, chova mesuyemes shal tshuva v'eis tzara. כמבואה בפרשת חצוצוס, וכי סבל מלחום בארצכם, ונזכרתם לפני השם אלוקיכם. It could be that the Ramban would, offer our parsha here in Nitzavim as certainly the source for the second mitzvah, although probably we'll get to it to today already. If not today, then the next time the Nen Ritz Hashem. Could be that for the Ramban, our parasha is the source for both of these mitzvahs. Chovim Suyemes, there's a special chiyuv of tshuva b'shas tzara. Ahevdel, if you're following along, I'm skipping here, I don't know, 10 lines, a dozen lines, to 3-4 lines on the bottom of page 10. Ahevdel bein mitzvahs tshuva b'chlal l'chovas tshuva b'eis hatzara. Mismatzei b'prat echad. What's the difference between the general mitzvah's tshuva and the chi of tshuva based tzara? So the following. Tshuva al chait krucha b'yediyas ha-chait. Generally, the mechayiv in tshuva is awareness of chait. What's mechayiv a person to do tshuva is the fact that he's aware of a chait. Ordinarily, all year long, a person doesn't have a chiyuv. It may be a very smart thing to do. It may be a very good thing to do. But a person doesn't have a chiyuv mitzad nisus tshuva to be looking for chatorim. He doesn't have a chiyuv of nachbas adrachenu v'nachkora to see if there's any chatorim that he's unaware of. If he's aware of chait, so then yediyas ha-chait is mechayiv in tshuva. Ein adam chayv loshav al nistaros kiyem al niglas. Bram be'es tzor mischayev hasovel livdokas ma'asov ulechapes es chatoav kedei loshav aleihem. Atzmo shal hasevel miyatzeg chet. So the moshel is like this. Let's say one can rachman letzlan uncover physical illness in either of two ways. It can be that a person goes for a routine checkup. And as part of the routine checkup, I don't know, maybe they run certain tests or they take certain scans. Right? Well, he's feeling fine, but to be responsible at a certain age. So he's told he should go for a checkup. And then the tests reveal something. The tests uncover that Rahman al-Islam, there's some sickness. So that's one way that sickness is uncovered. Another indication of sickness is if a person suffers pain. Right? Pain is an indication. The normal, the default setting of a person is that a person shouldn't be in pain. If Rahman al-Islam, a person is experiencing pain, so that indicates that there's some imbalance in the body. Something is not the way it's supposed to be. So in the physical world, pain is a symptom of illness. So in the spiritual world as well, the Yisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that as a symptom of chait as well. So, again, that's what the Rebbe is saying. The omek and the difference is that it's a difference, but it's not a difference, right? That what's mechayiv and tshuva is yediyas ha-chait. So, kol zman, that a person is free of yisurim, so then yediyas ha-chait is pshuta ha-mashma. It means that the person is aware of the fact that he's guilty of this by commission or omission, whatever the case may be. But if the person is visited with the Yisurim, so then that's the analog in the spiritual world to the physical world, when the person just has some kind of symptom which tells him that even though he wasn't aware that there's a problem, but something is underlying this symptom, something is generating this symptom. So the Yisurim are mechayiv in cheshbon nefesh, because the Yisurim indicate that there is chait, because Yisurim come in response to chait. But etzem, this whole idea that we're talking about, again, beginning in the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, here in the Rav's discussion here, it's all really a gemara in Brachos. That's the yisod that we're discussing. But let's continue here in the Ramban. Okay, so again, just rereading from the beginning, just to pick up the thread. V'hanochon ki al kol ha-Torah yom ha-kol ha-mitzvah she-hanochon mitzavacha ha-yom, aval ha-mitzvah hazos al ha-tshuva ha-nizkeres, ki v'ha-shevos al ha-vavecha v'shachtu ad ha-shem al-kecha, mitzvah she-yitzav al-son al-asos kein. V'nem v'b'loshen ha-beinoni, we discussed this yesterday, l'imoz v'havtocha ki osen ha-dov al-yos kein. Now, the Rambam also records this in Parag Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. Ukva hevticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasos tshuva besof galus al miyad hei negalin shenemar So the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that our parsha represents a haftocha that Sof Yisrael lasos tshuva. But Avo Bichain, broach the issue, not really to deal with it adequately. If you have the Ramban, take a look at the end of Shiras Ha'azinu in the Ramban. The last Ramban, it's a long Ramban on the Shira of Ha'azinu. If you see where it says, V'hine ein b'shira hazos t'nai b'tshuva. V'hine ein b'shira hazos t'nai b'tshuva. What does Ramban mean? Ramban means that when you learn Parshas Ha'azinu, so the Torah describes how we sin, and the onshin that are forthcoming. In lo kitzura mechorem v'Hashem hiskirem. But then, all of a sudden, very abruptly, the Torah says, al avodav yisnechem, ki eso ha-shamayim yodi v'amarti chay anochi l'olam. Oshiv nokom netzoroi, not talking about the Jewish people, talking about the Umos Ha'olam, who have persecuted us, who are the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashkir chitzai midam, v'charvi tolch al bosar, I'll make my arrows drunk from blood. V'charvi tolch al bosar, midam chol v'shivim merosh paros oyev. Haninu goyim amo, kidam avodav yikom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to avenge all the blood of the Jewish people shed throughout the millennia. V'nokum yoshev l'tzor v'chipa ad maso amu. So all of a sudden, Shiras Ha'azinu abruptly changes from, again, describing the onshem that Rachmana Litzlan we endure. And the Ramban says, but without mentioning anything about tshuva. V'hinei ein bashira hazos tanai b'tshuva v'avoda. Rak yishtar eidos shenaso ha-ra'os v'nuchal. We're not going to be totally destroyed. V'shehu yisbach yaseh banu b'tochochos chema, aval lo yash b'zechreino. Yes, Rachmana Litzlan, we're punished. But lo yash b'zechreino, he's not going to destroy us. V'yoshu v'yisnachem v'yifa min ha'oyevim v'chavu ha'kosha v'hagdolu v'chazaka v'yichapel chatoseinu l'man shemo. Im kein hashira hazos haftocha mevu'eres b'ge'ula ha'asida al korchon shel minin. So the Ramban here says explicitly that the Gula Asida will come even without you. Until the Ramban is saying the end of Hazinu. So in the Gemara, the Gemara in Parakhelik and Sanhedrin has a machlokes Reb Shimon of Elazar about this question, about whether or not the Gula Asida depends upon our first doing tshuva. Well, no, the Gula Asida is unconditional. The Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the Gula Hasida depends upon how we're doing tshuva, that doesn't mean that there's a question, Rachman Latzlan, whether there will be a Gula Hasida, because there's a Haftacha that we will do tshuva. So either way, the fact that that there will be a Gula Hasida is something which is absolute. Whether that Gula Hasida happens only after we do tshuva is a Machlokes Tanoim. And the Rambam and the Ramban align themselves with the opposite views in the Tanoim. So when our Ramban, back to our Ramban, when our Ramban says there is a haftacha for tshuva, so I thank my son-in-law for helping me with this point. So our Ramban doesn't mean like the Rambam. He doesn't mean a tshuva that will precede and thereby precipitate the Geula. He means l'chora that, yes, the Geula will happen, but post-Geula will then do tshuva. Because Baruch Hu will begoil us, even though we're totally undeserving. But then in response to the Geula, there will be a tshuva. So what it is that this parsha is, the Rambam and the Ramban alike say that V'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha b'loshen beinoni is a haftacha. For the Rambam, it's only a haftacha. He doesn't quote this as a source of mitzvah tshuva. For the Ramban, it's also a mitzvah, but that's not what we're talking about now. They do, they both agree that the loshen beinoni reflects that it's a haftacha. But afal pi chein, they're saying very different things. For the Rambam, this haftacha is a haftacha of tshuva that will prepare the way for the geula, that will allow the geula to happen. And for the Ramban, when you put Abu Ramban here in the sun together with the Ramban and Hazinu, it means that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will unilaterally, like the Pesukim say in Yecheskel, because of Shmi HaMecholol Bagoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, will Be'ita, if we don't make it Achishana, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula. But then in response to that, we're going to do tshuva.
What is that, the order of Sukkim, that these Sukkim that the Ramban says refers to doing tshuva come before Shalosh Shalakecha Shavuz Kavir Hamecha?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely does sound that way. So I think for today, maybe we'll leave that to Toki and Lina to come back to it. Okay. Well, one other point here in this Ramban. So the Ramban continues and describes the tshuva and says, "Uzet tam b'fichu v'vavcha v'asav, so she is vados avonim v'savon avosim b'fihim." So all it says here in the Chumash is b'fichu. So how is mitzvah tshuva b'fichu? Because it's a chiyuv either. But then the Ramban says, "She is vados avonim v'savon avosim." So that phrase that the Ramban is quoting from Parshas Bechukosai, right? In the Tochacha, in Bechukosai, the Torah speaks of his vadu savonim v'savon avosim. And the Ramban is, again, he's borrowing that phrase. But how does the Ramban know that I don't know, maybe over here it's enough she is vadu savonim. But what's the inyan of being misvada avon avosim? Again, the Ramban is not being mechadesh this notion. Again, the phrase is explicitly in the Chumash, but he is transposing from the Chukosai to here. I don't know, mechatesi. Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that was extra. But then look at what the Ramban says: V'yashuvu b'livam el Hashem, v'yikablu aleihem hayom haTorah la'asosa l'doros. Okay, so we know that tshuva requires a kabbalah haba, and that's bilvavcha, right? That's the inner resolve that the person has not to repeat the chait. How long is he not going to repeat the chait? For the rest of his life. Not going to repeat the rest of his life. How long is that going to be? I don't know. I don't think we would have, even for a young person, I don't think we would have described it as ladaros. Even for a young person to whom we wish arichas yamim, I don't think we would have expressed it that way as ladaros. So what does the Ramban mean? But the Ramban, you know, indicates to us that he's saying something mechodesh, and he says kasha hiske. No, I'm not inventing this. Kasha hiske ato vanecha b'chol levavcha. What's that? Go back to pasuk base. V'shavta al Hashem elokecha v'shamata b'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom ato vanecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. So there too, let's say, if just to highlight the chiddush here, if you open up the Rambam, Parag Aleph, Hilchos Teshuvah, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam tells us, Ketzin Mizvanim, so on Hashem, Chotar Zevi, Shepashati Lefanecha, V'asisi Kach V'kach, V'nichamti V'boshti V'masai, V'olam Eni Chozo V'dov V'zah. But he's not talking about his children. Except as well, to show a picture. Once upon a time, I think that you well show a picture. Now you just think out your phone to show the picture. What's it? Again, what's the ato vanecha here? What's the ato vanecha? So the pshat, again, whether this ha'orah and the previous ha'orah in terms of integrating our Ramban and the Ramban in Ha'azino, are they consistent? You have to think about that also. But that's part of why we're holding off on finishing that. According to the Ramban, there are two sort of layers of mitzvah's tshuva as depicted here in our parasha. There's a mitzvah of tshuva, b'ficha v'vavcha la'asosa, a person is misvada, a person has a kabbalah l'havoa. But then there's also a tshuva of Gedola Tshuva Shemekavavis is a geula. Again, is it being mekavavis is a geula? Is it coming beikvos a geula? Okay, so that's ayin l'el. That tshuva adheres to a higher standard. That tshuva is not just sort of a tikkun on recent past and the Kabbalah for the rest of one's lifespan. But the tshuva that again is associated with the geula. Well, let's take a neutral phrase. The tshuva that's associated with the geula. Let's say talk in terms of Kabbalah Haba. It's easier to understand there. It's atu v'necha. The tshuva that's associated with the geula. So that's gonna which brings us to achris hayomim. So that there's something final and absolute about that. The Kabbalah there is not just, you know, eini chozer lo v'zeh la'olam, you know, as long as I'm alive, I'm not going to repeat this chait. No, it's ato v'necha. We're talking about achris hayomim. So we're talking about that this is now a tshuva which is associated with ushering in a new stage in history. So that tshuva is a tshuva of Lidoros. That's the tshuva of Lidoros. And l'chora, how does the Ramban know to say, to transpose v'hisvadu savonim v'savon avosam? Because that's symmetrical to the Kabbalah Haba being ato v'necha. That just as the ato v'necha, because again, the Torah here, on the one hand, part of what the Torah is saying depicts tshuva in any generation, in every generation. But the broader picture of what the Torah is painting here is the tshuva which is associated with geula, which means the final, as it were, rectification of past history, and ushering in a new, again, from which there's no turning back, new stage in terms of the world, in terms of life. That geula, that tshuva, so the tshuva is going to have to be v'izvadu savonu v'savon avosam, and the Kabbalah is going to be ato v'necha. If you take a look back in Parshas Vayeshanan, so there too is a very, very similar parsha, right? We read it on Tisha B'Av. So the Torah says, "But tzav l'cho umtzaucho kol hadvarim ha'ela." Torah even says, "Ba'achus hayom." So again, it's very much parallel to v'hayachi yavo olach v'hadvarim ha'ela v'achu v'haklala and v'shavu. But here the Torah says, "V'shavta ad Hashem alokecha v'shamatu v'kola." It doesn't say ato v'necha. Just as v'shavta. So if you look at the Ramban here, again, the note points out that elsewhere in the case of Ramban he says differently. But in terms of what the Ramban says on the Torah, the Ramban says, "V'shavta ad Hashem alokecha perek dalet pasuk lamed." V'shavta ad Hashem alokecha v'shamatu v'kola. Gamze remez l'geulas bovel. And the Achris HaYomim doesn't mean the way we generally use Achris HaYomim as the end of days. It's the Achris HaYomim of Golas Bavel. Gamze remez l'geulas Bavel sheshavu el Hashem v'hizvadu l'fana v'shomu l'kol ha'neviyim asher hekim lahem. So this parasha is not talking about the geula asida. So what's tshuva? Tshuva is not the doros. Tshuva is, I'm not going to do it again. What's going to be 100 years from now? I'm not going to be 100 years from now. I'm not going to do it again. What about my children? Halavai, but that's not a chelik of the tshuva. It's a schinuch. It's it's the many other chiyuvim, but it's not part of one's chiyuv tshuva to talk about apta uvanecha. So that's what Ramban says here. Gamze remes gulas bavel. Masha and Cain, in our parsha, so the Ramban said, again, we've been learning the Ramban in Pasuk Yud Aleph, but if you go back to Pasuk Aleph, the opening Pasuk in the parsha, of Hoyechi Yavo Alecha Kol Advar Me'ela, so the Ramban says, Kvar his karti, ki ha-parsha hazos asida. But what the Torah is talking about here is in the future. This hasn't happened yet. Ki kol in yoneho lo hoyu lo nivru. Nothing in what the Torah is describing now, the Ramban living in the 13th century, long after Gulas Bavel, the Ramban says nothing that you're learning in this parsha has yet to happen. Avolhem asid and lios. So here we're talking about, again, a tshuva that's associated with the Gula asid. That's the pshat in what the Ramban is saying, that the scope of the vidui is avonam v'avon avosam, and the scope of the Kabbalah is l'doros, is ata uvanecha. Okay, we'll stop.